The 1911 is one of the most iconic firearms in history. Designed by John Browning, the 1911 was the standard-issue sidearm of the U.S. military from 1911 to 1985. While Colt produced the original, almost every major firearm company has produced its own version. It's wildly revered for its reliability, crisp trigger, and is still a favorite for all types of shooters. Whether you're looking to buy or build a 1911 and just about everything for guns, log on to MidwayUSA.com.
Fishing like a local isn't just about catching fish. It's about connecting with the environment and the people who call it home. It's about hearing the stories and traditions that have been passed down for generations and sharing unforgettable moments with the people you meet along the way. Fishing like a local is having an experience that stays with you forever. And with Fishing Booker, you can experience it too, no matter where you are. Discover your next adventure on Fishing Booker.
This upcoming concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop for the best in Western style. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring and summer, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. It's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink or two, that's WCB style, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and friendly staff are at your service. Many stores even have leather custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. And with regular live music and events, there's no in-store experience like it. If you can't make it into a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com. They offer free shipping on all boots, as well as free returns and exchanges, and ship right to your door. Go to tecovas.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
All right, welcome back to the Survival and Basic Badass Podcast with Matan and Chuck. So today I got Matan, who is the creator of Matan's Life Map. And basically what it is kind of a, I guess I'll kind of let you describe it. What exactly is Matan's Life Map?
Sure. So Matan's Life Map is a digital organizer with the purpose of helping people create a map or leave some breadcrumbs for those, you know, in case something happens to them. So we created what you can use on your phone, tablet, computer, 12 questions. You should be able to answer them in under 45 minutes and then share them with your loved ones, whoever you trust. In case something happens to you, they have a place to start knowing where things are. And the nice thing is you can update it and it automatically shares it with whoever you chose. And then if you want to remove someone, you can easily do that as well. So we wanted to streamline how to get important information to people you care about in case something were to happen.
Nice. Well, that's one of the things. So like as preppers, right, people who plan and prepare for things, you know, to me, dealing with, I guess, end of life is something that's going to happen. You know, you can prepare for economic collapse or, you know, a tsunami or, you know, any of these things, right? But this is something that will happen no matter what. And maybe you won't see the consequences in your lifetime of you passing, but you'll definitely see people around you who you care about or, you know, who you're dealing with every day. And that is something that is going to happen. And yeah, so like what inspired you?
And I think as you say that, you know, it's funny to me because, you know, when we talk about preparation for stuff and you brought up economic collapses, right? We all talk about where's your money, right? Do you have stuff that's liquid enough if the market crashes? Do you have stuff in the market to get, you know, to offset inflation? We know there's going to be cyclicality in the market and we plan for all those things. But we don't really plan for what if something happened to us, right? And as you said, for us, it's kind of tricky because it's not something we would benefit from personally. But think about you know, if you're going through all this effort for your family to protect them, to prepare for different scenarios, this could be one of those like final acts of I really care, and here it is.
Yeah.
And again, it's as humans, we don't like to think about that because accepting our own mortality or
right
the risk of something happening to us isn't fun to talk about, but it will happen, right? We all get hurt. We all have a time clock. And to me, this could be one of those like final acts of love and care that, yes, I care about financials. I care about you finding stuff. And I took the 45 minutes to make sure that you don't have to dig through my sock drawer to find my spare keys.
Right, right. Now that's, I mean, I know from my own experience, my mother-in-law recently passed, and she was definitely somebody who didn't want to confront or deal with, you know, those ideas, you know, that was too stressful or whatever to think of your passing. And honestly, I think for a lot of people, it comes sooner than expected. You know, it's very few people that are like, oh, well, you know, now, you know, things are starting to get to that point, you know, it, and also if you're like, well, I'll deal with that when I get sick and I'm on my deathbed. Well, that's not really the time you want to be dealing with that. You know, you have other things going on, and that's like doing a will, you know, people don't want to deal with that because they're like, well, that's in the future, you know, I'm right. still 40 or whatever, and it's not a concern, but it's going to happen, and you can put the time in now and put the time in, you know, later. And I know with the case with my mother-in-law, it was, you know, nothing was done or prepared, and so finding, you know, life insurance or pensions or, you know, what credit cards even have to be paid off or, you know, different things like that, it becomes a real struggle. And like you said, 45 minutes versus hours and hours, you know, of,
exactly.
you know, and days even, you know, of trying to find stuff. And I mean, I know for us, it was ongoing for months, you know, trying to, you know, write people and get things sorted out to figure out what's really going on. But go on.
Yeah. And right. It's every one of us, we have our own systems. Right. So, for example, if you asked me where something is, I can tell you, right? For me in my own home, I can tell you where my list of things is. I can tell you where a password is. I can tell you all those things. But if something happens to me, I can't do that anymore.
Right.
Now, when you will try and find it, you'll probably find pictures. You'll find memorabilia that you didn't want to go through. That's not where you're not trying to go down memory lane. You're trying to get, you know, the internet password so you can figure out how to shut things off. And that's the part where we, you know, we don't think about, you know, I talked to a lot of people in this process who said, yep, I'm organized. I have a list of passwords. I have a will, I have a health directive. I have, you know, the keys are organized. Everything's organized. And then we get to the point of, well, does anyone know about it? And right. then we usually get the response of like, well, I think my spouse does.
Right. It's all right here. Yeah.
And it, okay. So maybe your spouse knows, and it's a 50-50. So some people say yes. And some people are like, oh, well, it's organized, but no one knows it's organized, which I appreciate you took the time, but
right.
Who's going to find it? And sometimes, you know, the reality is even with our spouse, what if we're with our spouse, right? What if we're stuck some, you know, we go on vacation and we're stuck somewhere and our cell phones die.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Things that aren't even necessarily as drastic as dying. You know, if someone is house sitting and you're on vacation, you can't reach them. And, you know, there's a snowstorm or whatever, and you need to move a car in the driveway and they don't know where the spare car keys are. Something that should be a 30-second fix of, okay, just take the keys, move the car, clear the snow, on, you know, on you go with your day, becomes this, now I have to scour through the house trying to find spare keys in hopes that they exist. And again, it's that struggle of, we all feel that we're prepared, but rarely are we truly prepared with what we need or know what we need when we need it. And we don't want to admit it. You know, I a part of, I also work as a consultant, and I've spoken to physicians who will ask, you know, patients in their 90s, you know, what are you, you know, do you need anything? And they're like, no, it'll be okay.
Right.
Like, well, you're being admitted to the ICU in your mid 90s. Like, maybe you should get organized. Right. But we don't want to admit that.
Right.
And I think realizing, even especially now, right, like what you went through, there's that age where, you know, we're old enough that we have enough stuff to organize and protect.
Yeah.
And our parents are aging. So it's that balance of, it's going to fall on us if something happens to our parents. So we want that organization. Right. But also, things could happen to us, and we want to protect, you know, our loved ones. So it's really that balance of where are we and what we have and what we want to protect. And we try to make it less painful than a will or life insurance or, you know, that big process of, okay, this is going to be hours of work. We want it to be light, fun, and we've tried to design it to allow for that.
Right. No, yeah, as I kind of, you know, I watch the video and see it laid out, you know, going through it and seeing what you offer. That's it. I mean, it's definitely like I put a more kind of aggressive get views kind of cover on the, you know, the beginning of the episode. And it's, you know, something traumatic and urgent, whereas the way you have it laid out is very light and fun and easy. But I got to say, if I'm bringing it to the wife and saying, hey, let's sit down and do this, that's what I want. Is light, fun, and easy. You know, something that people are going to, you know, hey, all right, I can get through this. This isn't as traumatic as, you know, I definitely can appreciate, you know, the approach you took. And I think that's the right thing. You know,
we try to avoid the legal talk, you know, like you go do a will or life insurance and there's a lot of paperwork and forms to sign. And it just becomes very, you know, you get defensive just seeing the paper.
Right.
And here we want it to be light. We want, you know, you go to the dentist and you have to wait 10 or 15 minutes. Okay, type away. You know, you're waiting for something, type away. And really want it to keep it light. So it's not I need to sit down now for 3 hours. And the reality is a lot of us don't have 3 hours to sit down and think through something we don't want to think through.
Right. So, and uncomfortable. And also, I mean, in a way, I mean, you do have to dig up some, you know, hey, I have to go get my, you know, bank account numbers or your passwords. I mean, there's certain realities that can't be avoided, but.
Yes, no, right. So this is a part of the, what we wanted to build here is we're not even after your bank account numbers, right?
Okay.
Because if something were to happen to you, even if I have your bank account numbers, I can't do anything with them, right? I'll go to the bank and they'll say, no, you still need, you know, probate court to assign you as an executor. And there's this whole process. But if I at least know which credit card is your main credit card, I can make sure that gets paid. I can use that to find out what subscriptions you have, right? If I need to cancel your Amazon, Netflix, all that stuff. So little pieces of information can actually open up a lot of doors for me. So, and even from a security standpoint, we're not putting stuff on there that's, you know, bank account numbers. We're just saying, hey, I bank at Bank of America. This is my main credit card. Great. At least now I know when I go through, you know, either probate or get assigned, I at least know I need to go to Bank of America and sort this out.
Right.
Instead of checking your mail to see, you know, the American Express, bills are coming, all the other commercials you get to figure out which is actually useful.
Right.
And there's also, you know, a lot of people have, you know, an old account from when they were kids in their hometown that sits somewhere with $200 for the last 20 years and they forgot about it.
Right.
A nice, you know, but someone should know that it's there.
Mm-hmm.
Same goes for, you know, passwords, right? Like key passwords that we're saying, why, you know, don't give me your password. Give me a hint.
Right.
That might mean, you know, if your wife or your in-laws or your parent, you know, anyone that knows you well, that would mean something to them. But if you told me, hey, it's my firstborn's initials and the year we got married, that means nothing to me. But, you know, anyone that knows you well knows when you got married, and they know, you know, your firstborn, for example, right? So little things like that to help us keep this much. And it's, you know, it's all the information is encrypted. Everything is, you know, you have to log in and everything's secure. And we're taking the extra level of even saying, we don't even need the super sensitive information.
Right, right. Just where
but to tell me that you have a list of passwords in your nightstand.
Right.
Right. Tell me the spare keys are, you know, in the drawer by the fridge. Mm-hmm. You know, here's my lawyer's name. Right. I can Google your lawyer's name and find your will. Mm-hmm. But I need to know there's a will. Otherwise,
right.
You know, I'm chasing ghosts. So
yeah.
Really, this is about how can we simply, you know, and I would argue that 80% of this, you can probably sit down right now and type out without having to look anything up. And we wanted to keep it very light because we think that it's that 80% would actually make hours of difference for someone else.
Mm-hmm. Right? Definitely.
And I'll be completely honest with you. In my case, it was the car title, mm-hmm. you know, where we needed the car title so we could register it and couldn't find it. And my dad is a typical, you know, stack of papers on his desk, and it was somewhere in there. But we searched for hours in every file cabinet and every, you know, and he had passwords written out. He had things. But something as simple as a car title that he could have told you, you know, he could have gone over and just pulled it out of the stack. Took us, you know, a long time to find. And it wasn't fun digging through all his stuff trying to find it. But again, if I asked you right now, like, where are your spare car keys? You could probably
rattle you know, off where they are. Right.
If you're, you know, under duress, when someone's trying to find something quickly, it's a bit harder to do.
Yep. No, that's fair. So what type of things are covered? Like kind of what topics, like what are people kind of worried about? What are the things that come up? You said like car titles and like you said, maybe what credit cards you mentioned.
Right. Like, so we try and break it up by topic, right? So
okay.
We look at, you know, financials, right? Your credit cards, your bank information, you know, not bank information, but where you bank. Then we look at, you know, investments, for example. Do you have investment accounts? Where are they? Stuff like home stuff. You know, do you own? Do you rent? If so, where is your mortgage? Or who is your landlord? Is there a spare key hidden somewhere? Right, little things like that that help us. You know, I talk to a lot of people who, for example, rent and you know rent their place, and I say, well, if something happened to you and I need to get in. Who do I even like? Does anyone know who your landlord is to call him and say, "Hey, this happened. I need to be let in." Then we get into like kids or loved ones, right? Whether it's kids, pets, you know. For example, you know, primary care for the kids. You know, and I've talked to a lot of people who, if they split the roles, sort of like who does what. They know there's a primary care. They might know the name, but they don't know what clinic, or they don't, you know, who is their homeroom teacher. If I need to call them and pull the kids out of school, who's their homeroom teacher? Other important, you know, documents and like call it sentimental value items.
All right.
Like, what's in your house that we need to know about? You know, is there a, you know, you might have a baseball that means something to you that I'll see a baseball and not know what it is. Right. Like, hey, this is a Babe Ruth signed baseball. Don't throw it out. Right. Things like that, that we say, you know, even as simple as a safe. Right. Do you have a safe? It's not something that we normally share with people.
Right.
But even if you don't give me the combination, like at least tell me that there is a safe, right? Like, hey, there's a will and kids' birth certificates and all that. It's in the safe, you know, left side of the closet, bottom corner. Great. Like, I might have to find a locksmith to get me in, but at least I know.
That's where I want to be. Right.
Right. So, where otherwise I might be searching through every drawer in your house for no reason. You know, right. Documents are in a safe that I just need to get access to.
Right.
Then we also leave room for, you know, added information. Right? Like, what else should we know? What else do you want to tell someone that we haven't covered? Right. So it's broken up into different sections with the thought of walking through a certain logic, but you don't have to answer everything. Right. So it's very much, we wanted to keep it light. So if you say, you know what, I'm not worried about banking information. Okay. Move on. Mm-hmm. Again, whether it's properties, cars, anything that you have or you want someone to know, right? Simple question, like, do you have a health directive?
Mm-hmm.
Which, again, is something that no one wants to talk about.
Right, right.
But I will tell you, it's something everyone should have that conversation. Again, I remember when we lost my dad, it was quick.
Mm-hmm.
And my mom and I talked about it after, and she said it was still the hardest decision she ever had to make in terms of, like, comfort measures. And it was never a decision. Like, it was something that he was still able to say, you know, answer questions and say what he wanted. And they'd always talked about, you know, what do we do in this scenario? Like, what do we want done? And they've been very clear about it with us as kids. They've been very clear about it with each other. They always knew what they were going to, like, what the other wanted.
Mm-hmm.
And even knowing all of that, she said it was still the worst decision she ever had to, like,
yeah, well.
And that's, and again, right, it's not a decision, but it's, you know, so it made me think through, what if someone doesn't know, right? What if we don't know? We haven't had that specific conversation, and now we have to make that decision.
Right.
Right. There's no good outcome because whatever we decide, right,
you're always second question. Guessing. Yeah, exactly.
Right. And that's a burden that, you know, that's a big burden to put on someone.
Yeah.
So having those conversations, or if you have even a document that outlines it, it's time sensitive. So for someone to be able to quickly know where it is, or know, you know, if you wanted to write sort of your expectation, great. At least I have somewhere to start. And I'm not trying to guess, well, I wonder what Chuck would want me to do in this situation.
Right.
Because at that point, I will second guess it for the rest of my life regardless.
Right. Because you never know for sure, you know, what was right. And obviously, you know, with things like that, nobody knows absolutes and whatever. There's always that little bit of doubt of, oh, well, you know, now I, you know, whatever.
Yeah. And I think it's important because, again, none of us want to talk about this, but at the same time, we're going to have to deal with these things. And having a little bit of a head start makes all the difference, right? I'm not going to say that, you know, Matan's life map will take away grieving. I'm not going to say that it will make, you know, challenging situations fun. But having been in those scenarios, an hour of grieving feels like days.
Yeah.
And when you're searching for stuff, it's, you know, as you recently learned, right? Like, trying to find stuff when you're grieving isn't the same as, you know, hey, I can't find my keys today.
Well, and another thing that I've seen with this is that, and it's funny, one of my coworkers is going through this right now, you know, and he's, you know, he's got elderly parents that have, you know, severe Alzheimer's and that kind of thing, where it's, you know, you're basically, you know, facing these realities and you know what's coming and you're trying to prepare and get things, you know, ready while you can. And you have 3 or 4 siblings and, you know, you get, oh, well, I'm going to handle it. And then, you know, the sibling that we chose was, well, I'm too emotional and stressed when I deal with it, so I can't. You know, like I start and I chose to be in charge, but now it's too emotional and I can't look at it. And now I'll wait a month and now I can look at it. And now, you know, I looked at it again and it's too stressful and now I can't find anything. And right. it drags out and becomes traumatic for everybody involved. And like you said, you're already grieving. It's already a tough process. And then, you know, how many families get into squabbles and stuff over, you know, that's what I was talking about with my coworker. And he's, you know, I have sisters and brothers and, well, I'm entitled to this and that. Whereas if you're making these decisions, I mean, again, that's, you know, kind of more a will, but if people have access to all the right stuff, they can sort it out and kind of, you know, deal with it.
Exactly. And you know, the tough thing for me and for us is ever since we've, you know, taken the cover off this thing.
Yeah.
I keep hearing from people, you know, like, oh, we would have loved to have this. You know, this would have been so helpful. And, you know, our challenge now is how do we get people to be a step ahead rather than, oh, shoot, I wish we had this.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the, you know, and it's tough, right? I hear from people all the time who say, you know, I lost a parent or, you know, I've seen friends go through this and I wish we had something like this. I wish, you know, some would have taken the time and done it. And we're, you know, that's the uphill challenge now of getting it to people to think through, do, you know, I don't want to die, right? But, you know, should I go outside and get hit by a van? I would rather my family be in a better place, or at least if I could save some, you know, some grieving, if I could save some of the hurt for them, I probably should.
Right.
Right. When we think about it again, to our point early on, we do so much to get them situated. And we do so much for our families and our friends and our kids and whoever it is. It's how do we keep them safe, right? How do we make sure that they're having a good day? And we do so much that when you think of it in the big picture, what's 45 minutes?
Right.
But we still, you know, and I think that's what we're trying to get ahead of now is take the 45 minutes, because 45 minutes to you now is going to make a huge difference for someone later. And yeah, you may not be there to see it, but at the same time, we all, you know, try and leave things better than we found them. And we're not going to be there to see that either. So like, it becomes very, very much I think a worthy effort. And I hope more people will get ahead of it than, you know, I just get, you know, I feel their pain when they say, oh, I wish we had this, because now, you know, being a member of a certain club that, you know, none of us want to be members of becomes this, how do we make it easier moving forward? And again, it doesn't have to be tragic. You might be at work stuck with no service or whatever, and someone needs this, you know, someone that you trust needs to know where your keys are. Okay.
Yeah.
Check this.
Yeah. I mean, that's like some of the things, you know, and again, it's something you mentioned, I guess, is, you know, like, hey, who are the utility providers? You know, who are the, where do I, you know, who is your power company? Who's the water company or whatever, you know, who do you call for that? And people don't know, you know, and like you said, you're out of town and that's a, you know, a big problem.
Exactly. And again, it's, will people figure it out? Sure. Right. I'm sure you could show up in my house and figure out how to order heating oil.
Right.
But the amount of even thought and stress you have to think through versus if I just said, hey, I use these guys, just then you know, you can Google a specific company who already knows where the oil fill is and everything's right. Already situated. Now what could have taken you 30 minutes took you 3.
Right.
And again, it's not the time as much as it is the stress of, oh no, I hope I don't mess this up.
Right.
and you know, people mean well. I think I truly do think people mean well and they want to help. This helps make sure that they help in the, you know, the way we want them to, in a way, and that they know where to start versus, okay, well, I'll sit here and wait for the mail to see where Chuck banks. But,
right.
You know, there's probably mail that you don't want me to see, or maybe you went paperless and I'm going to check the mail for a while, not even knowing that you have paperless billing. And, you know, I'm searching for something that isn't coming.
Right.
So things like that, you know, we can laugh at and joke about, but at the same time, they're real, you know, they do become real headaches.
Yeah.
You know, as, you know, I adore my dog, for example, and someone should know if something happens to me, who her vet is.
Mm-hmm. Right? Like,
I still want her to be able to go to the vet, you know, but, or if she's on certain medications, someone should probably know that, you know, she gets her heartworm every month and it's on the counter, right?
Mm-hmm.
Super simple, but not really something, you know, I don't call my mother and say, hey, my dog gets heartworm medication once a month.
Right.
You know, if something happens,
we change
to make sure.
We change the dog's medication, please. Right.
So, you know, stuff that's as simple as that, but we don't necessarily talk about, can fall through the cracks and cause stress, right? And those are the things we, again, want to make sure people keep an eye on. You know, the financials are generally the first thing people think about. And if I say, you know, does anyone know where your stuff is? Yep. Okay. Do they know just where your money is? Like, is there anything, you know, that's elsewhere? Is there anything, you know, in the house? Like, what else should they know about? And then you get the, oh, maybe not.
Right.
And that's when we're like, okay. So take the 45 minutes, fill, you know, or even take 10 minutes at a time. Right. Like I said,
right.
We all find ourselves, you know, messing with our phones or online, just mindless for more than 10 minutes a day. So, you know, in three days, we can have this done.
Well, that was, I mean, it used to be my parents were, you know, in another state for a long time, and I'd go out to visit and my dad would be like, oh, you know, I have this, you know, I have a gun stashed over here. I have, you know, a stack of silver stacked over here and I have a hidden key over there. And even that I leave and 6 months later, I'm like, I don't know where any of that, or, you know, I might remember half of it, you know? And, you know, I mean, he was on top. At least he was like saying, hey, you know, these things are important. Don't throw this out because I, you know, put this here and, you know, that kind of thing. And he actually was the first person I saw who kind of did this. And he was like, look, I have a binder and it's got all my passwords, my, you know, my life insurance, my stuff is all here. And these are the companies I have credit cards with. And these are, you know, it was all laid out. And I don't know if, like, he always seems to live in these like planned neighborhoods or something. And I don't know if they had a class for, you know, for people or whatever, but somehow he came across this. Maybe it was something from his church or whatever. I doubt he came up with it on his own, but he definitely handled and laid out, you know, kind of everything.
And that's wonderful, right? The two issues with it are, one, that it's labor intensive, right? Writing it down takes time.
Yes.
Sharing it becomes challenging because there's one physical copy.
Right.
Which is a barrier. And then changing it, right? So if he moved the key from here to here, he has to rewrite it, update the binder.
Right. Or it's scribbled out everywhere and you're saying. Yeah.
Where we're trying to do the same idea, but in a digital form where, so at least you know where the binder is. If something needs to be adjusted, it'll adjust across whoever it's shared with. And it's a bit more fluid, but with the same idea of, you know, at least even knowing there's a binder. Right. So,
right.
And because I think the binder is great, but if you're searching for things and you find the binder, you know, after a few days,
yeah,
you might read it and be like, oh, this has been great.
Helpful 3 days ago. Yeah.
I didn't know this existed.
Right.
And again, we move stuff. And even your point about right? Whether it's gold or guns or whatever it is, a lot of people have them in their homes. And we probably should know about it, right? Especially mm-hmm. when you talk about things like gold and guns. You know, you don't want the, you know, the movers when we're trying to clean stuff out to be like, oh, what's this?
Right.
Right. Like there are certain things that you want to probably get to before it becomes a, you know,
right. Hey, people come clean out my house and yeah.
Right. And, you know, I think that's, and it can be that, it can be certain memorabilia, right? He may have had, you know, jewelry or things like that, that you want to know, you know, for example, where's the jewelry? Right. Mm-hmm. And it's not about the value as much as it is sentimental for the family. Mm-hmm. So knowing that, okay, there is a drawer over here with all the jewelry stuff. Great. I know I need to pack that up before, you know, just to put it somewhere safe.
Yeah.
If there's a gun somewhere, knowing that, okay, I probably shouldn't leave it unattended, right? Do whatever we think is appropriate, right? Same with gold, same with any of that stuff. But it's easier to find when you know it's there than kind of going through and wondering like, oh, I wonder
surprise.
What this is.
Right.
Right. And again, it's such a, you know, it can be done in a very efficient way. Mm-hmm. And I think that's what scares people is they know they should have a binder and they know that they should be prepared, but they don't want to take the time and, you know, create a binder and, you know, find a binder, take the time to write stuff in it, you know, and then edit it over time. And that's where we really wanted to create something that's much more simple and really marries the two worlds of as much detail as you want to put in. But also, if you just want to tell me that there's a binder and then tell me where it is, great.
That's something, right?
That will save me. Right. And that's the thing is it doesn't, you know, we're trying to get away from the all or nothing approach of, you know, either you tell me everything or it's useless.
Right.
No, I actually think it's anything that you tell me is a step ahead of where I was.
Right.
Especially when we get into, again, right, like we talked about the emotional response people have. We don't know what that's going to be. So whatever, you know, breadcrumbs we can leave for them, the more, you know, prepared they'll be and the more, I guess, that we're giving them a little bit of help in a time that's otherwise, you know, a struggle, or at least giving them a you know, a map to process through the logistical
side. All right. So, yeah, how do we work it out? Where do we find it?
So what we did, so matanslifemap.com. So it's M-A-T-A-N-S lifemap.com. We'll give you a lot more information. There's informational videos, and then you can click on, you know, sign up and start. The cool thing we did is, and then obviously you pay and you start. And you can download an icon to your phone, so it will look and feel like a regular app. Mm-hmm. Or you can do it on your browser, whatever, you know, pick your poison sort of moment. The fun thing is, so while the creator pays, we don't charge for viewing, right? So if I create my map and I share it with you, you just need to create an account and you can view mine, but you only pay when you create your own. So we want to get this to as many people as we can because, again, we think this is important stuff, you know, and you and I can joke about it and we try and keep it light. But at the end of the day, I think it's very important. So, you know, matanslifemap.com and then, you know, click on the, you know, the sign up and start link and it will take you through. The registration process, and then you can get started.
Nice. No, I like it. So I'll put a link in the show notes and, you know, a link, with the podcast and.
Yeah, I'll send it to you.
That's awesome. No, I appreciate it.
Yeah, it's, you know, again, we hope everyone does it. And as you know, right, we find out how important it is when it's too late. So hopefully we start seeing the, you know, helping people get ahead of the curve rather than chasing a solution when it's too late.
Yeah, no, that's awesome. I mean, that's it. It's just really about being prepared and, you know, letting, you know, others know, you know, what they can find and just really taking care of other people. I mean, that's the whole, you know, prepper thing and what we're always kind of preaching. And, you know, this is something that's inevitable that's going to happen. And how awesome is it if you can make it easy for everybody, you know, make it a little less painful, you know, because like I said, it's something they don't have to face or that's uncomfortable. They don't have to deal with searching through things that are, you know, unintentional. So now that's
and
great.
We even left, you know, at the end, you know, a little room for if you want to leave them a little, you know,
nice
thank you note of, you know, appreciation or things like that where, you know, yeah, we do so much for people. Why not, you know, do a little more for something that could really make a huge difference.
And that's it. It's uncomfortable. Nobody wants to do a will. Nobody wants to think about these things or plan for it. But really, you know, take care of the people that you care about. And
yeah, and you know, I joke with people, you know, it's one of those we don't want to do, right? Like, and I think it's a mindset, right? We don't want to put our seatbelts on either. But there's enough car accidents. We're like, well, I guess we'll take our chance. You know, it could happen.
Yeah.
So let's just, you know, take our chances. So it's one of those things that I think is, you know it's going to happen sooner or later. So let's just be prepared for it and do whatever we can to protect those we care about.
And that's the thing. If it's something you have to do once, you know, maybe you update it from time to time, but something you have to do once, you may as well do it, you know, on the early side and be prepared because it buys you that much more coverage, right? If
exactly.
I do this when I'm 25, then, you know, that's coverage for the next 50 years or whatever. Whereas if I wait until I'm 70, well, yeah, I mean, you know, there's only a little chance that, you know, a short window of when this is going to happen, right?
Exactly.
So, I don't know. You're getting more value for your money. How about that? If you do it
exactly.
early on and take advantage.
And I will say, we wanted to very much do a one-time payment. Mm-hmm. So we don't want people to feel like we're trying to, you know, get you to pay year over year. So over the next 50 years, you end up paying a bunch. You pay once and then you're done. So at that point, there's really no, you know, you may as well do it when you're 25 or, you know, you don't have to feel like I have to save my money to time it just right.
Yeah, no, that's right. So no, that's awesome. So no, I appreciate talking to you. You guys have concerns, questions, you can email me at preppingbadass@gmail.com. I'm sure there's a way to contact you on Matan's Life.
There's
Map.
A contact us. If anyone has any questions, feel free to reach out right from the website and we'll get back to you within 24 hours.
And with that, I'd say stay safe and we will talk to you guys next week.
To go with like just full-blown redneck on these fish. This is like high-tech cane pole fishing right here.
From the white sandy beaches to the crystal blue waters, enjoy the best fishing Panama City Beach has to offer during Chasing the Sun. Sundays at 9:30 a.m. Eastern on Waypoint TV, the destination for outdoor entertainment.
I'm Will Cooper, and you're listening to Hunt Stand's Make Your Mark podcast on the Waypoint Podcast Network. Stick around as I bring you more stories and interviews from veteran hunters and industry professionals who inspire us all to be better equipped in the woods and in life.
One of the most legendary shows in the outdoors is on Waypoint TV. Don't miss Primo's Truth About Hunting, Wednesday nights at 7 p.m. Eastern on Waypoint TV, the destination for outdoor entertainment.